Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an award-winning journalist, editor, and producer. She's written about online fame, fandom, and misunderstood communities. She tells the stories that few people want to, but need to. Her latest project is hosting the podcast, My Friend Daisy, A Murder Solved in DMs. We welcome Jen Swan.
Hey, Sean. Thanks so much for having me.
Jen, let's go beyond the mic. Why did Daisy De Leo's story touch your heart and your soul?
I mean, it was one of these stories where I saw her on TikTok. She looked like someone I may have known or hung out with in high school. And the thing that happened to her was just so tragic. And I was shocked that I hadn't heard about it anywhere else. You know, like her story had barely picked up. It was such a travesty. And, you know, I think the fact that her friends had done this campaign to try to find this person who murdered her was so brave and incredible, and it really broke through. So I was really impressed by that, and I wanted to know why they had to take matters into their own hands. You know, what were the events that had led to that?
Social media has been demonized by some, but in this case, it brought an eye to a flawed investigation. What are the good and bad things from a case solved in DMs?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a double-edged sword. I think that, you know, I think digging into this case and looking at other sort of true crime stories on social media, there are definitely so many instances where things can go wrong, where people can, you know, accuse the wrong person and it can destroy their life, or, you know, there's lots of kind of mishaps, and not all of it is intentional misinformation. Some of it is, you know, well-intentioned, but just does not turn out right. And so I think this is one of the more remarkable stories because the information ended up being right. And I think it's risky. I think the people who did it, the people who put together the social media campaign, like, they were teen girls and they really put themselves on the line. They had this conviction that, like, we were right about this case. We know who did it. The detectives aren't listening to us. They're not acting fast enough. And so I think they really sort of went with their gut on it, and it worked out.
How do you see Daisy differently than when you first began this process?
Yeah, I mean, I think just through talking to her friends and family, there are so many more details about her. I mean, she's not just, I mean, the thing is, she wasn't someone who wanted to go viral and have her life be public, but it was really this desperate move that had to happen. But she was just, you know, a girl trying to live her life, trying to get ahead. She came from kind of a tough upbringing in a tough neighborhood. And she was really at this point in her life where she had started going to college. She got a job. She was really kind of on the move, trying to create this life for herself that she had wanted in her adult life. And so I think it was, you know, I spoke to some of her professors, and I think, like, learning about all of that too was all the more tragic, because she was, you know, she was trying to get out of her circumstances, and unfortunately that never happened.
Jen, what's the most interesting fact from this case that amazed you?
Ooh, that's interesting. I mean, you know, so for this podcast, I spoke to a lot of people who, not just the people who, like, made these TikToks and Instagrams to try to catch this killer, but also the people who saw it, you know, and who interacted with it. And I was asking them some of the same questions that you're asking me of, like, how did this resonate with you? And why did you decide to share this and go look for this killer on your own? And I ended up talking to a woman who was really touched by Daisy's story. She had sort of a similar background, and I don't want to spoil too much about it, but she ended up having a similar kind of life, and she was like driving the streets of Compton and trying to find this killer. And, like, just the fact that there were people out there, young people, who were kind of these, like, vigilante detectives was pretty amazing. And again, that can be a really risky, dangerous thing to do. It's not something that I would encourage necessarily. But I think just the way that people really put themselves on the line was the most amazing thing about this. Like, people really cared.
The podcast is My Friend Daisy, A Murder Solved in DMs, and we welcome host Jen Swan. But Jen, it's time for the Rocky Nate 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Okay.
Which social media channel is your favorite and least favorite?
Gosh, you know, I want to say Instagram for both. It is definitely the platform. It's a love-hate relationship. It's the platform that I'm on the most. It's a way that I connect with friends and find out what's going on. You know, I'm a true millennial, so I'm very loyal to Instagram, but I also hate it because I end up in this just scrolling vortex where you wake up in the morning or you go to bed at night and you're constantly looking at it. And so I always want to quit. I always want to quit, and I can't quit. It's terrible.
Which is better, a tableside Caesar salad or Tableside Bananas Foster?
Ooh, I don't think I've ever had a Bananas Foster Tableside, so I'm going to say Caesar.
Jen, when you Netflix and chill, what kind of movie you're looking for?
I watch a lot of documentaries, but if I'm really trying to chill, maybe just like a cheesy like action or horror movie would be good too.
Even though you used to hate it, where was the last place you went camping?
Oh my gosh, have you been looking at my Instagram? my favorite place to go camping. You know what? I don't hate camping now. I love going to Joshua Tree. I live in LA, so it's very close, and it is just beautiful and otherworldly, and it's nice to get out of my head and not have service on Instagram.
How do you enjoy a hot dog? With ketchup or with mustard?
Ooh, mustard all the way. I used to live in Chicago, so I'm all about that. Pickles, tomatoes, onions. Let's go.
Best thing you ever created at Art Summer Camp?
Oh, Art Summer Camp. I don't know. I feel like I was always just making gifts for my parents. Was that the scam where your parents send you to art summer camp just to make them gifts? I don't know. Like photo framed photos of myself. What a weird gift. I don't know, but I did that a lot.
What was the last time you went to a Chicago baseball game, and when was it?
You know, it was probably 2018. I was visiting and I went to a Chicago White Sox game. It was awesome. And the stadium was empty. It was kind of crazy. Like, we ended up getting the cheap seats and then just walked up to the front row because no one was there. People need to support the White Sox. That's what I'm saying.
How has podcasting changed your life?
Oh, wow. It has made me at times sick of my own voice and being like, do I really sound like that? No, it has, it's given me a platform to tell amazing stories in a way that I think, you know, a lot of people may not have time to like sit down and read a 10,000 word story that I write. But I think podcasting is this intimate thing where I get to be in someone's ears and telling them the story and getting amazing feedback from people I wouldn't have otherwise heard from. So it's incredible.
Let's sneak in a few more with Jen Swan, host of the podcast, My Friend Daisy, and Murder Solved in DMs. When you started working as a research assistant for Imagination back in 2012, did you ever think you'd be working on a project with Paris Hilton today?
Oh my gosh, you have really done a deep dive. You've done your social media sleuthing on me, huh? You know what? I did not think that. No, I did not think that, but I could not be more excited. It's great. Love Paris.
Jen, who's the person who influenced you to become the journalist you are today?
So many people. I mean, I think a lot of like long form essayists and journalists, people like Joan Didion, who took like a really literary approach to, and even Hunter S. Thompson. You know, I read a ton of him as a kid, like a lot of teenagers really into his, you know, sort of adventures in underworlds. But I think just this idea that I could go somewhere and observe things and talk to, it was just an excuse to talk to people and find out what was really going on, because really I'm pretty shy. I wouldn't otherwise go and approach people. So I think, you know, reading these kind of long form stories where people take you to different worlds was really incredible.
What's the best lesson your late dad gave you?
Oh, that's good. He was a really, really hard worker and really dedicated, but honestly, he was always like, don't work too hard. Don't make that your life. And I'm still trying to figure out how that works for me. I'm always like stressing about things and overworking. So I'm working on it, you know?
Jen, why is sharing stories from misunderstood communities important for you?
I think it's important because it can shine a light on, you know, people might have misconceptions about various communities. And I think telling those stories is important because it gives people a new perspective. It gives them a new understanding. And I think, you know, there's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lot of fractions, a lot of divisions in the world right now. And so I think, you know, if I could write something that makes people feel a little differently or a little more empathetic about furries, let's say, or, you know, different groups of people that are often stereotyped, then that's an amazing thing to me.
It's time for One Big Question with Jen Swan, host of My Friend Daisy, a murder solved in DMs. Jen, after telling Daisy's story, what does justice mean for you today?
Ooh, heavy hitter. Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've been struggling with, I think, throughout this show is talking to people and trying to understand, because justice is an imperfect thing, you know. The court systems don't always work in people's favors. And even when they do, you're like, okay, well, we locked somebody up. Now what? It doesn't bring back the person that we love necessarily. And so I think it is it can be a fraught thing. And I think I think a lot of times justice can mean just closure. It can mean exposure, getting a story out and feeling vindicated by that and feeling like, you know, you've closed the loop, you've done as much as you can in the eyes of the law. And I think it's really just a form of closure and peace and knowing that there's no perfect one-to-one eye for an eye justice. But, you know, and not that that's justice either necessarily, but I think it's a sense of calmness and peace and closure.
She has to have mustard on her hot dog, wishes the White Sox could have more fan support, and wants you to hear the podcast, My Friend Daisy, a murder solved in DMs. Jen Swan, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, Sean. This was great.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.